Medieval History, 7th grade. Monday, May 4, History Unit, The Crusades, Lesson 1, East-West Schism. Lesson 1, Socratic Guiding Question. What is the importance of the unity of Christianity in medieval Europe? Objective. Be able to do this by the end of this lesson. Explain the main factors contributing to the East-West Schism of AD 1054. Introduction. Think back to our lessons on Constantine and the Council of Nicaea. One of the main reasons Constantine wanted the church to convene at Nicaea is to unify a church which was split apart by Arianism. The church worked hard to stay unified, and for the most part the effort of unification was largely successful. Now, in 1054, one of the first and largest splits in Christianity is taking place. It is a split between the church in the East, based in Constantinople, and the church in the West, based in Rome. Differences between East and West. The Christian church had been unified for 1,000 years since its institution by Christ. But as the Roman Empire split into East and West, the church too began to naturally divide along these political boundaries. Many differences evolved between the two geographical halves of Christianity. In the East, for example, they worshipped differently than in the West. Eastern Christians used Greek in their liturgy because that was the common language of the Byzantine Empire, and they used leavened bread for communion. Leavened bread is bread that rises because it contains yeast. Eastern Christians saw the risen bread as a symbol of the risen Christ. In the Western Church, Christians used Latin in their liturgy because this was the language of the Western Roman Empire. They also used unleavened bread, or bread that is flat and without yeast, because unleavened bread is what Jesus himself used at the Last Supper. Another difference that developed between the Eastern Church and the Western Church is a disagreement over the Holy Trinity. In the East, bishops were adamant that the Holy Spirit proceeded from God the Father only, while in the West the Pope and bishops believed that God the Holy Spirit proceeded from the Father and the Son. The Western Church added a word to the Nicene Creed to reflect this belief. Filioque, meaning "and the Son." The reasoning for the change comes from a protection against Arianism. If the Son is God, like the Father is, why wouldn't the Spirit proceed from the Son, like it does the Father? The church in the East was angry about this change, but the heart of the disagreement between the East and the West came down to one central question. How much authority did the Bishop of Rome have? In the East, the Patriarch of Constantinople held a position of importance because he was a Bishop of Constantinople, the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire. But he did not have the sole authority to determine what true Christian belief has always been and what it has not been, and what it has not been like the Pope did. The Patriarch of Constantinople and other bishops in the East thought that the Bishop of Rome should not have a large amount of authority over other bishops, and they instead looked at the Bishop of Rome as more as an equal than as a father, or as a pope, papa. In the West, the church continued to hold that the Bishop of Rome did indeed have authority over all other bishops because St. Peter had primacy over all the other apostles, and Peter started the church in Rome in particular. As we have seen, the primacy of the Bishop of Rome was a long-standing tradition in Christianity. Disagreement over the authority over the Bishop of Rome became the major point of disagreement between Eastern Christianity and Western Christianity. Question number one. What were the main differences that evolved between Eastern and Western Christianity? Events leading to schism. A series of events led to the official split or schism between the Eastern and Western Church. Late in 1052, the Patriarch of Constantinople, Michael Cerularius, took action challenging the Pope. He required all churches in Constantinople to follow the Eastern way of worshiping with leavened bread. The Western way was outlawed in Constantinople. Another Eastern bishop then wrote a scathing letter to the Pope, accusing him of error and calling him racist names. The Pope at the time, St. Leo IX, received the letter and knew that this kind of rejection of the Pope's authority would lead to splitting and fracturing in the Church. So he sent an ambassador, Cardinal Humbert, to Constantinople to settle the dispute. A cardinal is a special advisor to the Pope. Number 2. What actions did Patriarch Cerularius take against the Pope? Humbert arrives in Constantinople. After weeks of journeying, Cardinal Humbert arrived in Constantinople. Unfortunately, Pope Leo had died shortly after Cardinal Humbert arrived. With the Pope dead, Cardinal Humbert knew that the Bishop of Constantinople, Patriarch Cerularius, was never going to listen to what Humbert had to say, so the Cardinal probably began to panic. He began to take some extreme actions that the Pope almost certainly would not have advised him to take had he been alive. Cardinal Humbert walked straight into the Hagia Sophia and slapped a notice of Patriarch Cerularius' excommunication on the main altar. Now, it is highly unlikely that the Pope would have ever signed such a document. Remember, to be excommunicated means that one is no longer part of the Church until he repents of his wrongdoing. Cerularius responded by burning the notice of excommunication in a riotous public ceremony and by excommunicating Humbert. This double excommunication cemented the divide between the Eastern Church and the Western Church, which has remained unto this day. The Western Church continued as the Roman Catholic Church, and the Eastern Church came to be known as the Eastern Orthodox Church. Number 3. Why did Cardinal Humbert take extreme action against Cerularius? This concludes the material for Monday, May 4.